This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Washington Post has reported that Russia is close to completing preparations for what appears to be a large-scale invasion of Ukraine that could result in up to 50,000 civilian deaths. A story published by the Post late Saturday says such an invasion could likely overcome the Ukrainian government within a matter of days and trigger a humanitarian crisis, resulting in some 5 million refugees. The Post cites U.S. military and intelligence assessments given to lawmakers and European partners over the past several days. It also says the number of Russian combat units near the Ukrainian border has continued to rise over the past 2 weeks. The Post says Russia currently has in place about 70% of what it needs to be successful for an operation. One Western security official told the Post that there are some 130,000 troops along the Russian border with Ukraine, higher than the estimate of 100,000 troops that U.S. officials have been citing. Germany is considering deploying additional troops to Lithuania. That's according to the defense minister, Christine Lambrecht, as tensions remain high over Russia's military buildup near Ukraine. In an interview with the Funky Media Group to be published online Sunday, Lambrecht said Germany was already making an important contribution in Lithuania by leading a NATO battle group. NATO has already deployed 4 multinational combat units with some 5,000 troops in total in Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. They were sent there in response to Moscow's annexation of the Crimea region from Ukraine in 2014. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Moroccan rescuers pulled a 5-year-old boy out of a deep well where he was trapped for 4 days, but the country's king says he has died. An Associated Press reporter at the scene Saturday evening saw the boy wrapped in a yellow blanket after he emerged from a tunnel dug specifically for the rescue. His parents were escorted to an ambulance before he emerged. His plight had captured worldwide attention. The boy fell into a 32-meter well and was trapped in a hole too narrow for rescuers to reach safely. Search crews used bulldozers to dig a parallel ditch. 4 people were hurt when a bomb exploded at a busy market Saturday in the city of Beni in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. And this is days after the U.S. Embassy in the capital warned of a possible attack. Local police said that they were looking for the suspected bomber. The attack took place in a region where Congolese and Ugandan forces have launched a campaign against suspected Islamists. The attending physician at Benin's police hospital said 4 people were in stable condition after being injured in the blast. He said no one had been killed, though. The U.S. Embassy said Tuesday it believed terrorist attacks were planned in Benin in the near future and warned citizens against traveling there altogether. It has seen several recent bombings that authorities have blamed on the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, a Ugandan military group that has pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. The most recent was a Christmas Day attack on a restaurant that killed at least 6 people, in addition to the suicide bomber. Britain's Queen Elizabeth said on Saturday that she would like Prince Charles' wife, Camilla, to take the title of Queen Consort when he becomes king. In a letter written to the British public to mark the 70th anniversary of accession to the throne, Elizabeth said when Charles becomes king, it is her sincere wish that his wife, Camilla, his wife since 2005, be known as Queen Consort. At the time of her marriage to Charles, it had been officially decided that Camilla would use the title Princess Consort if Charles were to become king. The Queen's letter reflects a wider acceptance of Camilla's status as a royal. Charles's longtime companion encountered resistance from the British public. This is following his divorce from the popular Princess Diana in 1996 and her death in a car crash a year later. There is more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.